This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Saturday that his scandal-plagued Interior Department Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving the administration at the end of the year. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
It's hard to make decisions unless we know it's there.
As Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke has pushed to develop oil, natural gas, and coal beneath public lands. Here in May 2017, announcing he'd ordered a new assessment of oil and gas reserves in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
It also gives the green light for industry.
In line with the administration's business-friendly aims.
This is a partnership.
But the former Republican Congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. In his resignation letter to the president, Zinke calls the allegations of wrongdoing meritless, false, and politically motivated attacks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump is pushing Congress to come up with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act after a Texas judge ruled that it was unconstitutional. Meanwhile, the Obamacare plan will remain in place until a new plan is drawn up. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Now that a Republican-appointed federal judge has ruled Obamacare invalid, President Trump says he's going to get the overhaul he's wanted.
On the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
Democrats were united in condemning the judge's ruling, and supporters of Obamacare have vowed to take their fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Republican leader Paul Ryan says the House was not party to the lawsuit and are reviewing the ruling and its impact. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News.